Monsieur Lafayette.
In command where you belong.
Are you saying no sweater? We're finally on the field. We've had quite a run.
Immigrants,
we get the job done. So what happens if we win?
I go back to France. I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go, lead your men.
I'll see you on the other side.
Here we meet again.
Theater artists often feel that their professional lives don't really start until they're called upon to work on a show all day, every day, and then settle into a grueling round of 8 performances a week. Training can only take you so far. Daniel Ching has had plenty of that as a 2010 graduate of Mid-Pacific Institute's School of the Arts and a 2016 graduate of Juilliard. But he's in a new experience now. He's a member of the national touring cast of Hamilton. And we talked about what his life is like these days.
It's pretty hectic, I would say, in a really good way. We're in our second week of rehearsals here in New York. So, yeah, I rehearse 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And, so it's really just been work, and, just getting the show, you know, on its feet. So, yeah.
When you work at that pace, do you find that the work kind of supplies its own energy level? Just when you think you're exhausted, you get a second wind? Does it work that way for you?
Oh, definitely.
It does?
Yes, definitely, Chris. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been in a show that has really, you know, been rehearsing so intensely because it is such a big show. So doing the work itself definitely energizes you. Yeah, I didn't think I would, you know, have this much energy every day and, you know, be doing it day in, day out. But it's amazing material. So, it sort of just energizes you throughout the day.
Now,
definitely.
Were all the cast members starting from the same place as you, or were there some who'd already been with the show for a while?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the leads have done the Chicago resident touring company of Hamilton. So our Aaron Burr, he is coming from Chicago, and he was Aaron Burr in Chicago. And then our, not Eliza, but Angelica, our Angelica Hamilton, was in the original cast of Hamilton on Broadway. So she's sort of coming back and doing the national tour. So, yeah, we have a couple of the leads have been around the Hamilton circuit for a while, which is really, really cool to have these sort of, you know, veterans mixed with us, you know, new guys. So,
yeah, I would think it would be extremely helpful. What's your part like?
My part's really, it's cool. I have a sort of a big dancing part. I'm in the ensemble, so, you know, I don't sing as much as, mm-hmm. you know, Hamilton or Burr and, you know, these leads who are, I mean, so awesome to be around in rehearsal. My part is a little bit more dance heavy, but I'm Charles Lee, so I sort of have this one song where I'm, you know, rapping and singing, and I have this sort of battle with Hamilton for, you know, a split second in the first act. So it's great because for me, you know, I was sort of had a pretty heavy dance background, so mm-hmm. it's a role that's just challenging enough to, you know, showcase me a little bit singing wise, acting wise, but not, you know, not too overwhelming.
It sounds like maybe in your moment on the stage, it's kind of like going from 0 to 60 in a fairly short interval.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the show is sort of geared that way. It's, you know, very much these moments of transition, you know, to the leads and to the storytelling, you know, with just a couple people on stage, and sort of the dancing will just sort of come out of nowhere. And it's definitely that has that 0 to 60 feel, which is really, really exhilarating to, you know, to do in rehearsal.
Just from a dancer's point of view, that means you've got to be really in shape, and you can't build up to it, right? You've just got to get right to that spot.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's you're totally right about that. And I mean, it was helpful to have school, you know, to train, because, you know, I just graduated from Juilliard in May, and so to have that training sort of behind my belt was really, really helpful, you know, coming into the rehearsal last week.
Did that training prepare you for the you know, heavily rap, hip-hop infused material you're doing now?
Yeah, in a way, actually. So I was sort of a hip-hop dancer growing up in Hawaii, So it was that kind of just sort of stayed with me throughout my life. And I think the Juilliard training, it wasn't, you know, as focused, you know, on a lot of the rap and hip hop style that is being shown in the Hamilton show. So that was sort of something that I, you know, just sort of brought in from my past. But Juilliard sort of, as far as the athleticism in the show, and that, you know, that stamina that we're talking about, that definitely prepared me. So,
Because training in other art dance forms teaches you that whole thing about being able to make a sustained performance over a long period of time and being ready every night. Also, you know, the whole thing of, like, it's one thing to do a great show. It's another thing to do eight a week, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, and I'm really excited, to be doing, you know, to reach that level of stamina and, you know, how do you perform to your fullest capacity, you know, as you said, you know, eight shows a week. I've never done that before. And so it's cool to be in rehearsal with, you know, a lot of my other cast members are, you know, sort of Broadway veterans. So they've been doing, you know, a lot of different shows, either on Broadway or, you know, national tours. So just to sort of learn how they work and how they sort of, you know, persevere through that, you know, very intense schedule is really cool. So
Because you know, the whole thing of being a professional is learning to do your show when you got the flu, right?
Right, exactly. And I actually had the flu the week before we started, so I think around 2-3 weeks ago. And it was like the worst timing because, you know, I was getting in shape and doing all these really awesome dance gigs in New York before we had started rehearsals last week. And then I sort of, my body just shut down, and I, you know, I had the flu, and I was kind of scared that I would have the flu, you know, like the first day of rehearsal. And luckily enough, I, you know, recovered for the most part, but, you know, it was only around like 70-75% up to my normal, you know, level. And so, yeah, just to have that experience of starting rehearsal a little bit sick kind of, you know, gave me a taste of what it will be like, you know, for the next year of, you know, sometimes you just have to push through. And so totally that level is requires a consistency, which is very, takes a lot of, you know, endurance. So I'm excited.
It sounds as if that's an important component of your showbiz education, Daniel.
Yes, definitely.
Well, hey, thanks very much for taking the time. I know you got a busy day. Don't forget to stretch, right?
And right, exactly. Yeah. No, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Yeah, it's a pleasure. And it's always nice to, you know, stay connected to the Hawaii community.
Daniel Ching is a member of the touring company of Hamilton. He's a 2010 graduate of Mid-Pacific Institute School of the Arts. He earned his BFA for dance from Juilliard just last year.
The word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you.